Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name's Mandy. I am from upstate New York, near the Syracuse area. I am what my parents call the psychotic psychic. I just wanted to start off with a story. And, I thank you for your show. I've been listening to it for a couple of years. It got me through 2 years of extremely boring work. When my little sister and I were younger, she's 9 years younger than me, we lived in a house. And, okay, you're about. We had bunk beds. I had the bottom bunk because it was the full-size bunk on the bottom, and the top bunk was the twin size. The foot of the bed faced the door. And almost every night, we would see these smaller black shadow people, you know, 5 foot 5, 5 foot 6. And then this very large shadow person would show up. He was like 7 or 8 feet tall, and the little ones would just scatter. One morning, I was so probably 16, I'm 37 now, and I'm getting ready for school. I go in, I take a shower, I come back in my bedroom, and I'm sitting in front of my dresser with the mirror. It was one of those really old dressers with a mirror that goes on top of it, and I hear my name. Mind you, nobody calls me by my real name, Amanda, and that's what I heard. I heard a man's voice say, Amanda. My stepdad had already gone, so I bolted. I ran into my mom's room and finished getting ready in there. Next morning, take a shower, sit down, start getting ready for school. I hear my name again, Amanda. Got up, bolted to my mom's room again. Next morning, same thing. Shower, getting ready for school, and I heard my name again. And now I'm irritated, so I whipped around and I said, what do you want? And earlier that morning, I had taken my dog out, and it was just like a little misty rain. And next thing you know, it sounded like golf balls were pounding my window. I whipped back around and looked in the mirror, and this black shadow thing went from behind me into my closet. Now, fast forward, 5 or 6 years. Actually, no more than that. Fast forward about 15 years. I was getting ready for work. I believe I was like 32. I'm blow drying my hair, and I had it on low because it was hot and humid out. And I heard people talking. And there was a house that was very close to mine, and it sounded like they were arguing, and I'm really nosy. So I went out, and I looked out the sliding glass door, and there was nobody there. And all you could really hear was a man's voice. So I go back into my room and I'm start blow drying my hair again, and I hear it again. So I stop, I go back out, there's still nobody there. I told my husband about it later. He told me I was crazy, which usually what happens when I tell anybody anything. My husband worked nights at the time, so the next morning I got up about 4:30 to make him dinner because he gets home at 6:30 in the morning. I was sitting at my kitchen table with my Rottweiler underneath my feet where she usually sat, and next thing you know, she got up and got between me and my back door and just went nuts. She was growling, her teeth were showing, her fur was up. She would not let me by her to go into the living room to see what was outside the back door, nor did I really want to see. So that stopped. She calmed down. 2 days later, my little sister comes over with her son to drop him off for me to watch. And we're standing in the living room, which is off the back of the house. I had a fully screened-in porch with one door. There was one way on, one way off. I flipped on the TV for my nephew, and my sister and I are talking, and all of a sudden, it looked like this 7-foot-tall shadow man walked across my deck from the door to the other side. Never went back. I looked at my sister, she looked at me, and I'm like, did you see that? And she goes, yeah. I go, what did you see? She says, I saw a really tall black shadow just walk right across the deck. And it was wintertime, so I went out on the deck. There was nobody there. I looked in the snow. There was no footprints besides my dog's. Fast forward. Actually, go backwards a little bit. I was in an extremely abusive relationship. It started out as a wonderful relationship. I have a 16-year-old child with this person. After about four or five years, it turned extremely abusive, mentally and physically, and I left. Now, go back, fast forward again. There is a house that I saw up for rent, and I had to have it. I told my husband, I have to have this house. We have to move into this house. I don't care how much it costs. I have to have it. I rented the house sight unseen. My husband and I used to get along great. I mean, we very rarely ever fought. I mean, we bickered like every couple does, but never did we really fight. When we moved into that house, my husband started drinking. He became an alcoholic. He became an abusive alcoholic. Then we ended up moving out because there were so many things that were just so wrong with the house that you couldn't fix it and it wasn't safe for my family to live in. We moved to a different house, and my neighbor, who is a pagan, she came over to welcome me. And she says, her, like, the first things out of her mouth were, you belong here. And I said, excuse me? And she said, you belong here. This house was meant for you. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. She goes, you're going to die at the old house. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, there was a shadow man that is bent to destroy you. And I said, no, I couldn't feel anything there because I can feel when there's something that's not so stellar around me. And she said, it blocked you. She said, the reason you were pulled to that house is it was a portal. She said, and that shadow blocked your ability to be able to feel anything around you. And it attacks the things around me that it knows would hurt me the most because she said that I am too strong to attack. And I had a protector. She said, what's protecting you looks almost like a bear, but it's not a bear. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's big and it's black. And I said, could it be a dog? And all of a sudden she came out with the name Becky. Becky was my dog when I was younger. She was a big Newfoundland, looked like a bear. So I guess my dog always stood between me and the shadow person so it couldn't harm me. And I was also told that that is why my relationships have, excuse my mouth, gone to shit because this thing can't attack me because I'm too strong, so it attacks the weaker. It attacked my ex. It made him, get into drugs and alcohol, which pushed me away. It tried to attack my husband, who turned him into an alcoholic, so I would leave him as well. The only thing that it knows that I will not ever walk away from is my daughter. So I found out recently that it screams things in her head. It tells her that she's no good, she should be dead, her mom and dad would be better off without her. So the only way to get her away from me would be to make her kill herself, which she has tried 3 times, and she's been hospitalized for it 3 times. We've talked to quite a few different people. Every time it happens, I have to hold her hand and call upon Archangel Michael for her protection. So I guess this shadow figure attached to me is a younger child, the 15, 16 years old, and it wants me for itself. I found out after the fact that the home was built on an old plantation that had burned down, and the person that had attached to me was the owner, who was not nice. I guess he beat his slaves and his wife and his children and wanted me for himself, which if anybody that knows me, obviously you don't, if anything ever happened to my child, she is my only child, that you would be digging two holes, because I would immediately, I would end it, because that girl is my life. Right now we are going through the process of making it go away. I've been told to not give it a he or a she or anything like that. I have told it that it is not welcome near me or my family. I've taken some precautions with my daughter with different amulets and stones and protection spells with her. And that is about it for that story. I have quite a few more that they're not as personal, but they're a little creepy. So I will call back at some other point in time. I'm also an EPP, and I do thank you for that. And you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope to hear the story on the air. Thanks. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-GHOST-13. 446-7813.